Good evening, welcome back to your daily newscast update. Glad to join you again. I'm your anchor this evening, Suhaj Mahdi, live again from the studios of M Radio in Rabat, Morocco, giving you the latest national international news. And with me, Miriam Benissa, for reports. These are the headlines. Antony Blinken conveys his country's appreciation to the Moroccan monarch. In Moscow, Moroccan parliamentary delegation participates in the second Russia-Africa parliamentary conference. And across the globe, new U.S. military assistance to Ukraine worth $350 million. Starting off abroad, following his meeting with Foreign Affairs Minister Nasser Bourita in Washington, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken issued a statement expressing the United Nations' gratitude toward His Majesty King Mohammed VI for his leadership and unwavering contribution in promoting regional peace and stability, including in the Middle East. Blinken also acknowledged the crucial role played by the kingdom in ensuring stability in the region and Africa. Moreover, Blinken reiterated his country's support for the Moroccan autonomy plan as a solution to resolve the territorial dispute over the Sahara, noting that the U.S. considers the plan serious, credible, and realistic. The Secretary of State praised the long-term, historic, and solid partnership between the United States and the Kingdom of Morocco and highlighted the Kingdom's significance as an important force for stability, peace, progress, and moderation. A bit more on national news on international soil. On March 19th and 20th, a Moroccan parliamentary delegation attended the second Russian-African parliamentary conference, which focused on, quote, Russia and Africa in a multipolar world, end quote. The delegation was composed of Mohamed Sabari, the first vice president of the House of Representatives, Jamel Al-Wardi, a member of the House of Councillors, and Lutfi Bouchara, the ambassador of the Kingdom of Morocco in Russia. The conference brought together 45 African legislative institutions and the Russian State Duma and discussed several topics, including parliamentary cooperation in the fields of education and teaching, responses to economic challenges, and indivisible security during its working session. Across the globe this time, specifically concerning the Ukraine situation, $350 million is the value of the new U.S. military assistance to Ukraine. What more do we have to know, Miriam Benissa?
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Monday that the United States is authorizing another $350 million in military aid for Ukraine as Kiev builds up its arsenal for an anticipated counteroffensive against Russian forces. Blinken said in a statement that this military assistance package includes more ammunition for U.S.-provided HIMARS and howitzers that Ukraine is using to defend itself, as well as ammunition for Bradley infantry fighting vehicles, HAARP missiles, anti-tank weapons, riverine boats, and other equipment. The latest U.S. assistance was announced days after U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley held a call with their Ukrainian counterparts and spoke of their unwavering support for Ukraine.
And circling back to the continent, tragic news from Burkina Faso. 11 civilians, including 5 army replacements, have lost their lives in suspected terrorist attack in the east central and eastern parts of the country. Local and security sources report that on Sunday, a group of 4 young people returning from Sinkansé were intercepted by armed terrorists in the village of Bagmoussa. Although 3 of them managed to escape, the 4th was unfortunately shot dead. On Monday morning, women who had gone to bury the victim's body were killed in an explosion caused by the body being rigged with explosives. Our hearts go out to the families and friends of the victims. Concluding in sports, the Moroccan national team held its first training session at the Mohammed VI Sports Compound in preparation for their friendly game against Brazil in Tangier this Saturday. The Seleção, ranked first in the FIFA, will be on Moroccan soil for the first time in its history to play against our Atlas Lions, ranked fourth in the World Cup Qatar 2022. That was all for today's news update. As always, thank you for tuning in. Keep up with us for the latest updates and stay informed. As for me, I will see you tomorrow.